Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Katie has also informed me that it's been 1 year now that we've all been together. Is today it? 1 year?
Would you look at that?
Would you look at that?
1 whole year.
We've got strippers coming in later.
It's exciting.
And donuts. Strippers and donuts.
That's how you do it. It's a big party.
What did we do yesterday? I spent a majority of my afternoon working on Pick Your Purse. That fun little contest is going to be coming back here to the airwaves, hopefully at the beginning of next week. We're putting together all the purses that we're going to allow listeners to choose from. We have got the graphics all together, getting the website stuff done. And I was immersed in purses yesterday. I'm so up to date on everything that is stylish when it comes to purses right now.
What was your favorite?
Thank you right now. There's a Coach one. I like the Coach one that we're going to be putting up on the site.
That's all
it's
I go
brand.
For. So yeah. That's, yeah.
It's white, too, and that's, yeah. I like it. It's just like a white. Nice winter purse. Uh-huh. So hopefully I win it. I can put my chapstick in it and snacks and carry it around with me.
Does you think that's what you think we put in there?
Yeah, chapstick and snacks and used tissues and a lot of granola bars, too.
From what I
see. Dump it out, and there's like 8 granola bars in there. So I did that yesterday. I'm still continuing on my Halloween movie journey. This year, so I wrapped up the Trucker and Dale movie. I went to a second movie, which is by far one of the worst movies, let alone a Halloween movie, that I have ever seen. The 1986 Chopping Mall, where a group of young mall employees stay behind for a late night party at a shopping mall. The mall goes on lockdown, they can't get out, and the robot security system malfunctions and goes on a killing spree.
Oh, gosh.
It's so bad, so, so bad, but yet so charming because it is so bad.
Yeah.
So I wrapped that one up, and then yesterday I started Sleepaway Camp from 1983, which is essentially kind of a cult classic when it comes to Halloween movies.
Uh-huh.
There's a boating accident at the beginning of the movie. A young child is sadly killed by the boating accident and turns around and starts haunting this camp that all the kids come to each summer. And I made it about a quarter way through so far on that one.
A little freaky?
The first murder is pretty good. This rando dead kid goes after the cook for the entire camp as he's standing in front of a giant vat of boiling water putting corn in it. Standing on a chair because the pot is so big and he's putting salt in the water.
Yeah.
And the kid comes up behind him and pulls the chair out from underneath him and the boiling water falls on him. And that's how they get the first kill.
Oh, wow.
It's really bad.
That's intense.
Of course, it's in, 1983.
Yeah.
Special effects and makeup with the boiling water and his skin bubbling and everything. And it's pretty good.
For someone who says he doesn't have a lot of free time, you're watching some trashy movies, sir.
So I try to get in at least 30 minutes of cardio every day, and that's like I'm watching snippets at a time. I get 30 minutes, 30 minutes, 30 minutes, and by, the end of 3 days generally, I finish a movie.
Okay.
That's kind of nice, actually.
It is nice.
Yeah.
I probably should be watching Love is Blind, but I've been told by my wife that I need to watch that with her. But our schedules are not syncing up. We're not syncing up right now.
Yeah.
So we are way behind on that.
You better get on that because the new group of episodes dropped today. So I almost woke up early so I could watch them, but I didn't.
So I've only watched 2 of those. So how far back am I then?
Oh, you're far back because the first 6 episodes dropped. I watched all of those. And then I believe today 3 more came out.
I have 6, 7. So I'm 7 episodes behind. I don't know, Katie. We'll see.
You're going to have to get on that.
You need to text my wife
when
we're done with this little conversation and see if she gives me permission to watch ahead.
Maybe you guys can do
because that's the only way it's going to happen.
Cardio together. Like you can be on the treadmill together.
No, going to happen.
That's not how it works.
Yeah, because she's working. Because she, she takes care of her work and everything in the afternoons, where I'm in the mornings. And
you need
just
to get your priorities straight. Because we need to talk about this. So
you guys need
to
stop making money and being so efficient when it comes to your jobs and watch TV instead.
I can't be this far ahead. You have to be at the same pace so we can talk about it. Because I can't spoil it for you.
I know. Please don't.
That's
please,
the thing.
Please don't. So we'll see if I catch up. But seriously, text her and see if she gives me permission to watch ahead.
Okay.
She's not gonna. She doesn't want you to.
It's a form of cheating, for sure. You guys have to watch it together.
Right. We've been together for 20. It's time to spice things up.
We get a pass.
What's Zoe into? You're saying Zoe's into something right now?
This is so funny. So the other day, I don't know about you guys, but with me and Zoe, I talk to Zoe every single day. I mean,
I don't talk to her.
No, well, do your mom. Do you talk to your mom every single day?
Yes, I talk to her on my drive home every day.
Yes, on the phone, I talk to Zoe every single day, like when she wakes up, before she goes to bed, at least one time throughout the day. Like, I talk to her, and on Sunday, I did not get to talk to Zoe. I mean, we texted a little bit, but I tried calling her and she kept ignoring my phone calls. And I was like, finally, on Monday, I asked her, I was like, why didn't you answer any of my calls yesterday? And she's like, well, Mom, I was drinking all day.
On a Sunday?
Yeah, but here's the thing.
She got boozy on a Sunday?
She did, because her and her friends have this new thing where they go have like mimosas and then they hit up a pickleball court and get crazy.
That doesn't sound safe at all.
No.
Let's get drunk and play pickleball?
This is what young people do now. Apparently, they get in their group of friends on the weekend and they go have some mimosas or beers and then they hit up the pickleball courts and just think they're professional athletes.
Like, why are they ruining this for the rest of us? For those people in their golden years trying to get exercise on a fairly simple sport, and now you got a bunch of drunkards in there.
Well, a lot of the pickleball courts serve alcohol now. They're ruining it
for something that was wholesome and good for the elderly.
It's so funny, too, because it is kind of, I don't want to say it's an easy sport, because I know there's professional pickleball players out there, you know, put a lot of work in, but it is relatively easy to figure out, and since the paddles are so big, you know, I mean, you can hit the ball.
Zoe thinks
she's an expert at pickleball now. She's like, Mom, I am so good. I think I found my thing.
She's got a holster for her paddle. She's decked out in all pickleball gear. She's sponsored.
She's got her uniform.
By orange juice.
Yes, like it's so funny.
She's got a bright orange like running track suit that she wears.
It makes me laugh because I have
tried. It says Sunny D on the back.
Yes, I've tried her entire life to get her interested in sports. Like I coached her basketball team at one point and she has always just like turned her nose up at any kind of athletic competition. I think it's because I'm so ingrained in the sports culture that she didn't like it because I liked it. But this is the first sport where she's taken upon herself to be like, I got to stretch and do practice and stuff. And I'm like, what?
Practice and stuff?
Because it involves drinking.
I know. It is so funny, though. Yeah, it's this total little young person thing where they're getting out and having a good time. Hey, she's out in the sun. I can't ask for more. She's outside playing.
Until she falls backwards and cracks her head open.
No. Why do you have to go there?
Right, sports injuries happen.
That has happened when my parents were playing pickleball, when they were all sober. My parents didn't fall over, but people on their team have fallen over, cracked open their head, and had bled on the floor.
She'll come back stronger than ever.
Those are older
people without balance, though, right?
Like, well, young people that are drunk don't
have balance. She's got a bottle of champagne in her.
Well, they don't drink while they're doing it. It's just they're a little
tipsy. Just get their drink out in the parking lot and then head in, huh?
Exactly. She doesn't have the bottle in her hand. Let's not get crazy.
It's in her stomach.
Katie. Oh, Katie.
No, I think
you should probably have a talk with her. A little heart-to-heart. Say, don't do this. Drunk.
The things I was doing at her age and beforehand and even after, no, I think she's fine. I think she's doing fine. I think it's fun that she's got a fun little weekend sport thing she can get in on.
I will say no more about it then.
Every sport has a version of it where you can get drunk and play it. So, you know what? Go ahead. Softball, baseball.
Darts.
I've seen football, darts.
Cornhole.
You're cracking your brain here. And I'm like, no, think about it. Like basketball, they've got that new basketball bar where you can go shoot hoops and have a few drinks.
Yeah, but they're not out on the court.
Volleyball is like a contact sport. And they're in there getting twisted. So I'm just saying.
But you fall on soft sand.
Not all the time. There's volleyball courts, too. That's a gym.
I'm not going to say anything else. I'm just going to sit back and wait until you come in a couple days and be like, I got a story about Zoe. She broke both of her ankles, and she's got stitches on her nose.
Zoe's going to be a pickleball champ. Watch.
There's a hotline for her that she needs to reach out to.
Is that?
And a website.
Is there a Pickleball Anonymous?
No, it's AA Anonymous.
Oh, no, she's fine. She's fine. She's 22, Jeremy. What were you doing at 22? You would tell me. You'd go play softball and get wasted.
I was focusing on wrapping up college and starting my career here at the radio station.
Oh, guess what she's doing? College. Has a career. Goes to school. Like,
she's probably drunk at school, too.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Mama, I'm so drunk. Come pick me up. Mama. Glasses are bigger when you're drunk.
You just wait till your kid gets to the age, and I cannot wait to laugh at you and tell you, I told you so.
I can't wait for the first time Reed
calls
you drunk.
I'm dropping
my kids off at church today.
Yeah, right.
Mama, me pickleball drunk.